Empire, KBCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County health officials say that 496 new coronavirus cases have been confirmed since Friday, along with 8 additional fatalities, bringing the countywide totals to 7,982 cases and 331 deaths. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Riverside County decreased by 7 to 196 compared to Friday's numbers, while the number of patients being treated in intensive care units was unchanged at 62, according to the Riverside University Health System. Documented recoveries rose by 162 to 4,725. In Riverside County, the so-called doubling time, a key metric that reflects over what period the number of infections has increased 100%, is now beyond 3 weeks. A 7-day doubling event is considered troubling. Longer doubling times point to moderation, according to health officials. Since the rate of infection has slowed, Riverside County officials discontinued weekend updates. Emergency Management Department Director Bruce Barton said Friday that the county has received more than 70 patients from Imperial County. He said most of the patients arrived during the last 2 weeks of May, and they were part of a large number of people south of the border coming across the border for medical care. Ontario International Airport officials are beginning to see optimistic signs that the worst of the travel declines may be behind us. KBCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
With the release of upcoming commercial flight schedules, officials at Ontario International Airport said in a press release they are feeling measured optimism that the worst of the travel declines from the coronavirus pandemic have passed. When the crisis began in March, travel rates cratered to unprecedented levels. Now in June, the airport looks to support 37 departures a day. That's still 46% less takeoffs compared to June 2019, but a 50% increase in daily departures over May. Nonstop flights to some destinations continue to be suspended, including to Atlanta, Dallas, and New York's JFK. Officials are hoping for a return of this service in July. The airport also reminds travelers that all visitors must wear masks while at Ontario and on board flights. Megan Jamerson, Empire, KBCR News.
Thousands of people from Los Angeles to New York have swept up glass from broken store windows, covered over graffiti, and organized ransacked businesses after protests again turned destructive. Some showed up only hours after they participated in the demonstrations over police killings of Black people, including George Floyd. Many said cleaning was cathartic. After marching and then trying to stop people from vandalizing businesses, one Los Angeles area protester said helping vandalize businesses restored his faith in humanity. Countless businesses have taken a hit from coronavirus restrictions and were starting to reopen as the protests led to other expensive setbacks and damage and stolen merchandise. It's the beginning of the month and rent is due. As Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports, one state lawmaker wants to expand protections for commercial renters during the pandemic.
The coronavirus and stay-at-home orders have steamrolled businesses, but Senator Scott Wiener says some have been hit particularly hard.
We face a significant risk that we're going to lose a massive number of our small businesses and nonprofits, and particularly our neighborhood-serving restaurants, bars, and cafes.
The San Francisco Democrat has a bill to let those businesses renegotiate their leases, which he says have become unworkable because of stay-at-home orders. But commercial property owners say the bill forces the burden on their shoulders. Rex Heim is president of the California Business Properties Association.
It's a totally unbalanced approach to resolving the things that all of us are involved in facing with the COVID-19 situation.
The bill has already made it through a Senate committee along a party line vote. Wiener says he's working on amendments to get more buy-in from landlords. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
With Empire, KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.